Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 11th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 to 15. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. The tax collector's faith certainly proves itself by its fruits. How do we explain Christ's statement here that he went down to his house justified rather than the other? We have suggested that this tax collector was justified before the happenings recorded in this gospel and before he beat upon his breast as here reported. What does Christ mean here then, with the statement, he went down to his house justified? This refers to something I have frequently stressed previously. If faith is as it should be, it will break out and produce fruit. If the tree is green and good, there is no coming to a standstill. It must sprout and produce fruit and leaves. Nature sees to this. I do not have to command the tree and say, "Listen to me, tree, produce apples." If the tree is there and it is a good tree, fruit comes of its own accord. If true faith exists anywhere, works must follow. If I confess myself to be a sinner, it follows that I must also say, "Dear God, I am a rogue. Make me godly." So also the tax collector here, he does not hold back, but speaks out quite freely. He is not afraid of disgracing himself before other people. He comes out with his faith saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." It is as though he meant to say, "Now I see that all is shattered for me. I am a rogue and acknowledge my sin. There is nothing else for me but to believe in God and cling to his mercy, to implore his grace. Otherwise, I am ruined." In this way, faith casts itself upon God. It breaks forth and establishes itself through works. When that happens in a man, I can recognize him as a believer and so can others. Let us pray. When you bring men to true faith, Heavenly Father, you also empower them to prove their faith in their lives. Make our faith such a faith in our lives that all men will know that we are your children and glorify your holy name in and through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.